Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Mishnah. We're talk about the selling of a house in a walled city, Batei Orechoma. The Mishnah is going to give the old dinam of Batei Orechoma, which took place only when there's man, when Yova was no egg. And we learn that from the Psukim in Vayikra Parachafei, Psukim Chav Tes Talamed, Ish Ki Yimkor Beis Moshav Irechoma, Vahaisa Gulasso Atom Shnas Mkoro Yomim, Tia Gulasso, you have a year, if you have a year by that. Focus on Chronim, but the oneness is behind that, whether it is that the sale takes place on point one, and then you have an opportunity to buy it back, or that there's a tenai in the sale, it's not called until a year later. They're not communists about that, but that's the basic oneness behind Batei Orechoma. So, Hamokar Bait Batei Orechoma, someone sells a house in a walled city, right? Hareza Gol Miyad, he has the opportunity, the seller has the opportunity to redeem it immediately, Rashi points out, as opposed to a Stei Achuzo, we have to wait 2 years. There's no wait period when it comes to the Batei Orechoma. He can do it right away. The Goel Kol Shneim Asar Chodesh, and he can redeem it all 12 months. All 12 months of the year, he has 12 months till the buyback is over. But the problem is, though, the Gemara says, what happens is when you redeem the house, you now deduct any of the usage. Let's say you live in it for 9 months, and I want to buy it back. I give you the full value that you paid me. So it kind of looks a little bit like rivers, that this guy's been living in the house for 9 months, you know, rent free. So the Mishnah says, Harezek came in rivers. It looks like rivers, but there ain't no rivers. But it's not rivers. It looks like rivers, but it's not rivers. Rashi says, Harezek came in rivers. Kishekishemaksilo ma'osav. When you give back the money, the sok shana, the ain zemenaka klum. And you don't take the duck any amount, right? Nimsish nistamish beso beskar hamtanas ma'osav. It's like, so this guy's living in my house because I'm holding on to his money. A little bit of a ribbis issue, but the Mishnah says it ain't a ribbis. It's not considered a ribbis. The ribbis lo mikri el ade halva lo ade mecher. Rashi says in the Mishnah, a ribbis only really real ribbis is only if you do it in a loan in the area of a loan as opposed to the area of a sale. Now, meis mocher, the seller of the house dies. You all know his son has the right. In Lavdak for son, they point out his yorish, whoever says yorish, has yorish that right as well to repurchase the house for the 1 year period. Meis halokeach. If the purchaser dies, so too the Yigal Miyad Beno, the mocher now has the right to repurchase it from the individual who was yorish the house from the purchaser. Now, Ein Monim Shana El Mishah Shemacher. We'll count the year from the exact moment of sale. Look at the exact moment of sale, you know, whatever it is, February 13th, 2012, 6:21 a.m. So in February, you have till the next 12 months after that. We'll see what the 12 months is. But you have 12, we start the 12 month count from that moment. Shnei Mars, the pasuk says, Ad Milos Lo Shana. From the word Lo, they say that that's what we learn from it. That's where you count it from. You count it from the time of the first sale. Sure. Meaning what?
Why is?
That's it. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that you count it from the first sale. Meaning, if there's a second sale, you're gonna have another. You still count it from the first sale. Kishu Omer Tamima. When the Mishnah says Tamima, what does it mean by Tamima? What's Tamima? Lahavi eschodesh ibor, to include a leap month. It means that'll be 13 months. 13 months from the sale. So it's from the exact date in the Hebrew. So now, today's February, whatever it is. In the Hebrew calendar, it's the exact date in the Hebrew calendar. Or Rebbe Omer, litain lo shana v'ibura. Right? You have to give shana v'ibura, which is different. Chodesh ibor means you have 13 months. Rebbe says Tamima is litain lo shana v'ibura. Rashi basically means you have the year of the Levana, which is 354 days, and you get the extra 11 days, meaning he goes by the solar calendar. He goes by the exact solar calendar, 365 days. Higia yom shneimasar chodesh v'lo nigal. If the 12 months elapse and there was no redemption, right, v'lo nigal, hayachalot lo, the house now belongs to the owner, to the purchaser forever. Whether or not the guy received the house via a purchase, or received the house via a present, and the word "lord litzmisus" means forever. It goes for him forever. So you ask out, you know, if you sell it, so I know what you have to redeem it at. You buy it back at the sale price. If I give it to you as a matana, what's the price that I have to pay in order to get it back? They say what you have to do is you probably have to look at the dollar value. You look at the dollar value at the time that you gave it, and that would be the buyback value. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring Amachlokes Tanaim, the guy we did of our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah said that we basically said that you can go El Zemiyad. There's no time period that you have to wait in order to when you can start redeeming the house that you sold. So Masnisin Dilo Karabi. Our Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi. The sign because we're going to Brisa. Rabbi Omer, he says Yomim. It says Yomim Tiye Giulaso. The Ein Yomim Pachum Shnayim. Yomim is a plural. The minimum plural is two. You have to wait 2 days. The buyback period only begins 2 days later. The Rabbanon. So Rabbanon. Hi, Yomim, obviously. What do they do with the word Yomim? He's learning it for 2 days. You have to have a 2 day wait period. What do the Rabbanon do with the word Yomim? So, Yibayilei, Miyom, Liyom. That the Mechira, from the day of the Mechira on this year, until the day of the Mechira on the next year. In other words, you don't count the year like you count for other things, like the Malchus comes Tishrei, it's a year. It's a calendar year. It's not a legal year, it's a full calendar year. A lot of things that, you know, you have a tree and then it's grown on one day and then the next day is the Rosh Hashanah, it's already 1 year old. Not in this case. You have to wait the full year. For Rabbi, so how does he know, why does he know that? Right, if he learns Yomim that you need 2 days, how does he know that? So not delay, he learns that. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Glosso, Atom Shnasim Karo, until the year is filled up. Right, Atom Shnasim Yom, that it has to be his year, Shnasim Karo, the full year from his sale. Okay. So Rabbanon, so what do they do with Shnasim Karov? Rabbanon, Ahumi Baile, they need Atom Shnasim Karo, they need that for Shnasim Karo Shalo, Velo Shnasim Minyan Olam. They have to do the year of from his sale, and not from the year of the counting of the world, which I think we already just learned that, right? The Yomim Mibailu, and then they go back, and they say, so what are the Yomim, which we just did? The Yomim Mibailu, Lime Ace La Ace. That you have to actually do ma'es la'es, meaning it's not just the day, it's the hours, the minutes, the exact moments in time. The e may ad tom shnas mekaro have a meaning of yom yom in ma'es la'es lo, because rachmana yomim, the teacher said it has to be mamish, the actual moment in time that you sold, that's the full time that you have, the redemption period. So the rabbi ma'es la'es minole, so as he learned, ma'es la'es, it has to be the exact time, right? So nafkalei mi tmima. Tmima, complete. Complete means complete, right? From point A to point B, meaning complete circle. Rabbi Nami Hami Barley Liibur. I'm sorry, Rabbanon. What do they do with Tamima? Rabbanon Humi Barley Liibura to include the 13th month. Right, that's what they learned from that pasuk. So Rabbi Nami Hami Barley Liibura. He also needs that for the 13th month. So now Rabbi's stuck. So where is he learning out that you have to have the Liibura? So Hachanami, you're right in Hachanami that Rabbi says that Tamima you learn Shana Liibura. And miyom miyom me'es la'es, he learns from the same pasuk. It says me'ad tom shnas mekaro nafka, both dinim he can learn from that pasuk. So basically, you have three psukim, right? You have the words yomim, atom shnas mekaro, and tmima. So from yomim, Rabbi learns that it has to be you have a 2 day wait period, and Rabbanan learned from yomim it has to be me'es la'es, the complete cycle of hours and minutes count. From the words atom shnas mekaro, so Rabbi says you count from yom liyom and me'es la'es. That's you get it all from one spot, and Rabbanan say Miyom Liyom, and not basically the Shlasa Olam. Yeah, I don't understand why. Once he really learns it out, Me'es La'es from Yomim, so what do I need a pasuk to teach me out that you don't teach me that you count based on the full year as opposed to the year of the counting of the world? Me'es La'es means a complete cycle. I don't understand the extra lima this. And Tamima, both of them agree that teaches you for that to add the leap year. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Harezu Kamin Ribbis. It looks like Ribbis, but it's not Ribbis. Basically what happens is, again, I'm selling you the field, you're giving me the money, you're having the field, 6 months later I give you exact amount of money back. So that's kind of, and deduct anything from the, and deduct anything from the price.
That's
what
we
do.
What? You have to sell for exact same price.
Yeah.
Or else the market goes up.
Oh, it seems to me, I don't know.
It's not a field.
So what, so real estate has market?
No, because the field, you only have X amount of time.
Right.
So you're losing money every single
I know, it seems to me that the redemption price that the Torah establishes is what is the purchase price. It's a buyback.
Because they want you to be able to buy it back.
It's a buyback. That's how you leave it. I don't know, maybe the Gemara will talk about it later, but it seems to me it's a straight buyback. Latanya, we have a price that says, Harezo Ribbis Gemura. And this is full-fledged Ribbis Ella Shatori Tiratu. But the Torah permitted it. It's full-fledged Ribbis. So is it Ribbis or not Ribbis? I mean, not Gemina is nothing. The bottom line is you're permitted, this is the way you're supposed to do it. Question is, our mission says it looks like ribbons, but it's not. And the Bryce says it is ribbons. So Amar Rav Yochanan Lokasha, there's no Kasha, we're going to have two answers. Ha, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Ha, Rabbanan. And the Bryce is like Rabbanan, the Sanya, because we have a Bryce that says, Hare Shahariya no Shebechave Mana, right? I lent you $100, V'asolo Sadeo Mechar, and you gave me your field as collateral. So bizman sheham. So what's going on now? So you have, let's say, 3 years to pay me back. But the field is the collateral for these 3 years. So kolzman, the Mishnah Brisa is going to say, the kolzman that you who own the field and the borrower eat the produce, that's fine. But I cannot, I'm the lender, I can't eat the produce during the 3 year loan period. Because what would happen if you paid me back? If you paid me back during that 3 year loan period and I ate the produce, it looks like I got ribbis. I did get ribbis. I got ribbis for the loan. I got my money back, plus I ate the plus I got the produce. So he says, Bizmancha mocher ochel pei roast, and the seller eats the pei roast mutter. That's fine. But ochel lokeach ochel pei roast, that's usher. Rabbi Yehuda omer ap bizmancha lokeach ochel pei roast mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says either borrower, either lender can also eat the pei roast. Why? Because this is basically called ribbis mitzad echad. It's not definite that there's going to be ribbis. It's mitzad echad. Why is it not definite that there'll be ribbis? Because if you don't pay me back, then I was able to eat my own produce. It's not guaranteed that this is ribbis. There's a potential that this is not ribbis.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be if still you didn't pay it back, then he has to get the land, of course. But you now have during that time, wouldn't the original owner be entitled to the fruits of it?
Well, that's what one side says. That's a different issue. Let's talk about when the loan is due. That's a different issue. But during the time period, if I ate it, the question is, what the only focusing now is on is ribbis. If you don't pay me back, it's not ribbis. So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I bring a raya that the halacha is like me. Ma'aseh b'baitus ben zunin. Baitus ben zunin is one of the tanaim. It appears a few times. It's a few times in Shas with baitus ben zunin. She also sadeu mecher al pi Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. He made his field collateral in accordance with Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. V'lokeach ochel peiros haya, and v'lokeach would eat the produce. Well, you see, a meisel eat the produce just like me. So Amrulos or Buzzer of you don't know that Misham Raya. That's not the case. Mocher ochel peiros haya, v'lokeach. You got the story wrong. The mocher was the one who ate the peiros, not the lokeach. So it's not a raya. Not a raya to you. So Gemara says, so my beinayu. So what's the machlokes? We already said just now. It's not 100% that you're going to have the ribbis. Tzad ech of a ribbis, ikibinayu. The question is whether you have tzad ech of a ribbis. Right, so, Tana Kama suffered tzad ech of a ribbis asr, and Rabbi Yehuda suffered tzad ech of a ribbis as mutter. How do you apply that to our case? So our case is also the same thing. You're sitting in the house, you buy the house. You're sitting in the house now. I have the opportunity to buy it back from you. So if I buy it back from you, then it looks like ribbis. But if I don't buy it back from you, then there's no problem. So it's a tzad ech of a ribbis. So our Mishnah says Sarecha the ribbis is mutter. So it looks like ribbis, but it really isn't. I don't know. Why does it look like ribbis now? That's Sarecha ribbis in our case. It's not ribbis echal. It doesn't even look like it because you didn't eat anything. That's maybe because you're holding the money. And the other side, and the Brisa says no, it really is ribbis. So it's Sarecha the ribbis. The potential exists for ribbis. Therefore, it's a ribbis situation. And therefore, without the Torah's permit, it would be usher. Don't matter. The question is, you mentioned before, how does the buyback work? How do you view it? So let's say 6 months later, I buy it back to you. So you view that as there's a bitul hamecha, meaning that the sale never occurred, and therefore it's a bitul hamecha, and it's as if it never took place. Or you say I sold to you, then I report it from you. It's a sale and a resale, right? It's a new transaction. So it seems sort of from our case that it's sort of viewed as a buyback, because it's going to be viewed as a bitul hamecha. It is a bitul, because if it was a resale, if it was a new transaction, then why would you have a ribbis issue? I sold it to you for X. Now I'm buying it back. I'm buying it to you for Y. No ribbis. It's just a new transaction. All right, the other opportunities that you have there is when you need a kinyan when you buy it back. If you say it's bitul hamecha, I don't need a kinyan. But it's as if the sale never took place. I have a right to retract on the sale for 1 year. The sale never took place. It's bustle in Mafreya. You give it right back to me. There's no need for a kinyan. But if you see it's a new sale, it's a new transaction, obviously it's a kinyan. And not for me that comes off of that, it's kind of katan redeemed the field. So if you say it's a new transaction, no, because you can't affect the kinyan. But if it's just a bitul mekla, but the mekla never took place to begin with, so it just undoes it from beforehand. Katan has no problem also. So that's some lumdus behind there. Okay. Now, we had the stira in the Mishnah in our Brisa. Our Mishnah said that it looks like ribbis, but it's not ribbis. And the Brisa says that it is ribbis. We had Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Now we're going to have Rava's answer. Rava Amar, Tekule Alma, Tzarecha, ribbis, Aser. Everyone says that one side of ribbis is Aser. That case would be Aser. V'hacha, so what's the machlokas here? V'hacha, Almenas lahachzer iku binayu. The machlokas in Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is whether a case, they made the mocher and the keich made a tenai between them, that if the mocher will be poded the field, right? If the Mocher, meaning in the case of the lender, that the lender will be pulled it at the case that we have in the Brisa. Right? I lent you money. So we make a deal that you will redeem the field in 3 years. I will return the money of the payments that I ate. Can I make that tonight? So therefore, there's no ribbons at all going to be here. We make it tonight that I'm going to eat the payros. You can give me back the money. I'll reimburse you for the payros. So therefore, there'll be no ribbons over here. So Mar Savra, so Tan Kama says Aser. So therefore, it's still the tzad of a ribbons case of Aser. Well, Mar Savra, Yehuda doesn't hold that it's mutter, and therefore it's not going to, even though it's tzad of a ribbons, this isn't going to be ribbons anymore because I'm redeeming, because I'm going to pay you back the amount. So I have to translate into our Mishnah. So according to Rava, the stira between our Mishnah and our Brisa is resolved as follows. Our Mishnah that says Kemin Ephod, Kemin, it looks like Ribbis, but it's not Ribbis, it holds that the Isra of Tzad Echab Ribbis can, I guess, be, you can have a, that doesn't work. It's Tzad Echab Ribbis, let me be Rashi. The Kuli Amma Tzad Echab Ribbis. He has to go, Zinan Ha'asr, Vahoyel, Hoyel Me'ikara, Torah Sava, Asli Yodei. Oh, so that's going to be because it's going to be alone. The machlokes over there, this is how Rashi explained it in the beginning. The machlokes over there, tzad echav haribus is aser, but in the loan situation, can you make the tanai? Our Mishnah is talking about a sale situation. So our Mishnah says it looks like ribbis, because in a loan situation there would be ribbis, but this is a sale, so it's not an issue. But the Bryson says, no, even in a sale, if you have the situation, it's not echab ribbis, and it would be usher. And the only reason why it's mutter, the Torah says, is this is what you're supposed to do, is buy it back. Okay. Meis hamocher yigal beno. The seller dies, so the offspring, the yorish, can redeem the property for that year. So pshita, it's pashut. You know, if I'm yorish something, I'm yorish all the rights and obligations that go with it. All the rights, indemnities, duties, liabilities, I get everything when I'm yorish. So ma'u de tema, you would have thought to say, the pasuk says, the ish ki yimkor beis Moshe v'arachmana. Right, v'ha'al, it says, the ish ki yimkor, the man who sells it has the right to redeem it. V'ha'i, and his son, lo makar, he didn't sell it. And maybe take the pasuk really literally. So Kamash Malan, the pasuk comes after Bahaisa Geulaso, right? And his Geulah will be Geulaso means Mikol Makom, from any place. So Bechol Opein, it can be redeemed, whether it's Mamocher, whether it's the son. I guess because they should have written the Ishki Yimkor, and then it says Yigalena Tom Shnas Mekoro. What's Bahaisa Geulaso? Bahaisa Geulaso is more open, I guess. And therefore, since it says Vaisakula, so you can learn that it can be redeemed in any situation, not dafka by the mocher, but even by his yorish. Okay, meis lokeach yigal miyabino. The lokeach dies; you can redeem it off the hands of his yorish. So pshita, again, it's pasha. He was yorish the field. He's only yorish the field with the rights that the father had. The father's rights were limited by the fact that the field could be redeemed. The house could be redeemed within a year. So pshita, pasha. No, ma'ad tema. The pasuk says. Right, the full pasuk is in Lo Yigael Ad Lo Shana to be mother come and buy every year Shiloh Chomelim Tzvisus Lakoneo So to the purchaser. So maybe the only if you don't redeem it, it goes to the purchaser. Meaning you can only redeem it from the purchaser. The Koneo So or Rachmana Vahalo Kona. This guy didn't redeem it. So Kamash Mo again Vahaisa Gula So the same Vahaisa Gula So opens it for anybody. It's not really anybody's redeem, but anybody who has the rights to can redeem it or have it redeemed from them. Okay. Ain moni lo shana elam yishar shemachar shenemar right I'm a lo shana. You have the resale count date begins from the day of the sale. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. In words, pasuk says shana. So ain yodei im shana l'rishon im shana l'sheni. I don't know if it means from the day of purchase of the first one or day of purchase of the second one. Basically, the case is today I sell it to you, right? I sell you the house. Now you go ahead and next month sell the house to somebody else. So when is the year count from me to you or from you to the other guy? So any day im shana l'rishon im shana l'sheni because you omer right ad melos lo shana tmima have shana l'rishon. Meaning I have the opportunity to buy it back from my sale to you. From my sale to you, I have I have to buy it back from the second guy. So in other words, if you sold it a month after you bought it, so now I only have 11 months from the second purchase, which means I have 12 months still from the first purchase. I don't get the extra month. We don't start to count again from when you resell it. Now the Gemara is going to continue in the case where I sold it to you and you sold it to somebody else. Now the year passes. Lemi chalut, right? Who does the house go to after that year? So Rabbi Lezer Omer l'rishon chalut, right? I can no longer redeem it from you, but the first guy, right? Sellers A, first mocher is B. second purchaser is C. So after the year transpires, A can no longer get it from B, but B still has a month to get it from C. So it's Larishon Chalut, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lasheni Chalut, meaning even after 12 months from the initial sale, B can no longer get it. B can no longer get it from C. It's sold. It's done. It's Chalut. It's complete. The Gemara says Bishlam Rabbi Lazar Eli Day Kamin Manina. Rabbi Lazar makes sense. You count the year from the time of the sale. So I sold it to you point A. A year after point A, I can no longer redeem it from you. You still have another month to redeem it from somebody else because you sold it a month later. But El Rabbi Yochanan, my time up. What's the reason why after the year from the sale from A to B, C gets it? Why doesn't B have the extra month to redeem it? So he answers Amar Rabbi Amar Bar Mamo, Ma Machalo Rishon L'Sheni. What did the Rishon sell to L'Sheni? Kol Zchus Shetavli Yado. He sold him every single right that he has. Right, property is a bundle of sticks. He sold him the entire bundle of sticks. Nothing came out. What was his rights? His rights were that this field belongs to him after now 11 months. So after 11 months, because I actually sold it a month later, after 11 months, the field completely belongs to the second purchaser. Right? By dint of selling the land, when you sell something, you sell somebody with all your rights and obligations. One of my rights was that 11 months from this date, the field becomes mine and no one can redeem it.
Yeah, but if you're selling the property the first time, then you're selling that right too.
And of course.
So how can you redeem it? You're the original seller.
Right.
I own this bunker, it's based on a comma.
Right, so
I'm selling it to you.
Right, so you have...
you my right to redeem it, I still retain the right to redeem it a year from now.
Exactly. So
you're a second seller that kicks in. But the first seller never relinquished his right to do that.
Why not? He sold his right. He got that right. Part of his purchase included a buyback.
Right.
And when he sells it, that buyback is still included.
Ah, okay. But to the first guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and to the second guy also.
Right.
It's Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. What happens? You have to deal with a leap year. There's going to be all these fun calculations where you deal with the leap year and you sell one house later than the other house, but when it comes down to the next year, the second house, the time is up first. You know, it's the famous case where they ask the question, how can you have twins where the second son is bar mitzvah before the first son? Right, so twins are born right at the cusp of, you know, on Adar Rishon. So the first one's born in Chavtes Adar Rishon, the second one's born in Aleph Adar Sheni. Comes 13 years later, there is no leap year. So the second one, his birthday is Adar Aleph, Rosh Chodesh, and the Bechor, his bar mitzvah is a month later, at the end of the month. He's still the Bechor, because that goes by Peter Recha, coming out of Recha, but his bar mitzvah is going to be a month later. So same idea now with all these calculations. So Amar Rabbi Abra Bar Mamal, Machar Shnei Batei Arechoma, right, the leap year, I own two houses. I sell one echad b'chamisha sab other rishon. I sell one on the 15th of other rishon. The echad other sheni. So the other one on Rosh Chodesh other sheni, right? Zeh shemachlo v'other sheni. The second one. Now the next year is not going to be other sheni. So the one that I sold on other sheni came on shigi yom echad b'other shana ba also loshana. Its year elapses. Its literally lapses on Rosh Chodesh other the next year. And zeh shemachlo chamisha asoshel other rishon will also loshana achamisha sab other shana ba. He has to wait another 15 days because it's just Hezra. And according to the Madamro, talks about the 300, he says that it's the solar year, it would be a different calculation. You just go by the solar, you add the extra days, may not make a difference. But here, you have I sold it 15 days later, but I only have 15 days less in order to redeem it. So I'm not sure what the Havmi Maskelon is coming up now. Havmi is going to be really? Maskelon, yeah. So Maskelon, Lemalei Anakadam Shachin Nura Mikamididach. Basically, how is it possible that yours gets to be redeemed first? I lit a fire. The fire in this house was lit before the fire in the other house. Meaning I walked in, I got the keys 15 days before you. So Gemara answers, Mishnah Amalei, at Nachis Libura, because we did it in the leap month. Well, that's what happens when you do it in the leap month. It throws off the calculations. You just have to follow it through, but it throws off the calculations. You have this all the time also. It comes up, which says, what happens? You have to get Parsha Zohar with ideas that brings down the Siddur of Amar Gaon. You have to get Parsha Zohar once every 12 months, once a year. So that's a leap year. So therefore, there are those who then they keep in mind in the summer that that could be yotzin skiras hamalik. But the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer says no, because the whole idea of he says a raya from us number one that in a leap year the year constitutes 13 months. And he says he gives a svara also. He says the svara he gives is that a year, and he says the same thing also when it comes to when it comes to yortzeit. He goes it's because 12 months is forgetfulness. So why about 13 months? It's because the forgetfulness is not 12 months per se. It's the cycle of the year leads to forgetfulness. So you go through all the ma'oros, all the yom tovim, the whole cycle of the year transpires. So usually it transpires within 12 months, that's when the forgetfulness starts. In a leap year, the cycle is another month in the year. So it's part of the year. So because part of the year, so therefore, you can wait the 13 months, and you still have to you can read Parsha Zohar when it comes up in the winter, spring. Okay. So another case also. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, Nodu Lo, Shnei Tlayim, again, it's in a leap year, two Tlayim are born. Literally, I guess you have to say that what's going to come up now is in 8 days after the born, because you have to wait 8 days until you can be mocking them. But I have two Tlayim, they're both Bechorim. The din by a Bechor is that the Kohen is supposed to, L'chakila, be mocking them during their first years. So, but one is born, the Chamisha Shalom Rishon, the Echad, the other Sheni. The other one's born 15 days later on Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Now the year comes back, the next year, you don't have the leap year. So Zeshon of the other Sheni came and she gave Yom Echa Ba'adar Shav Shana Ba'a Oslo Shana. His year, he only has to come back to that Korban until Rosh Chodesh of Adar. V'Zeshon of the B'chamisha Sadar Adar Rishon, the one who was born earlier, 15 days earlier, his year is not up till 15 days later. Lo also lo Shana Ad Chamisha Sadar Adar Shav Shana Ha'ba. Because you go by the actual calendar date. Look at the calendar date. And the calendar date is now the 15th of Adar. Now, so again, the same question. So Masle Rabina Vale Malay, let the Tle that was born first say to the Tle that was born second. I mean, that svar would be, Ana Kadim Achli Yerukim Yikam Nidach. I ate green. I ate grass before you. I've been grazing in this world 15 days longer than you have. So why is your year up before my year? Maskana, because it's a leap year. Mishunda Amalei At Nachisas Li Ibura. You were born in the Ibra month. Other reason is considered the Ibra month. You were born in the Ibra month. Ana lo nachtina leibura. I was not born during the Ibra month. So you got messed up, not me. You were born in the Ibra month. Right, there's a whole machlokas also.
I'm the only one.
Right? As was said last night, that requires certain definitions.
Yes.
But, it's like a classic night line of the night, I thought. But you have also, like, there's a machlokas, I think, when a boy is born, like, if it's in a leap year, so the first Adar is Malay, and the second Adar is Chaser. But in a non-leap year, it's always Chaser. So let's say a kid is born on Lamed Adar Rishon. So when is his Bar Mitzvah? So I think it's Shulchan Yaakov. Someone says that maybe, so his Bar Mitzvah would be the last day of Shvat. They don't say no, his Bar Mitzvah would be the first day of Nisan. The month gap between how you focus on, this guy's born February 29th. I remember this guy was born on February 29th, so his parents were very cheap. They only gave him a present once every 4 years. He doesn't have a birthday. He just lives every 4 years. He gets a big present, though. But it's still, that's how do you view it? How do you view that the year passed? You do that every year, every 4 years. He was 4 years old. Nice lumbus in the calendar. Okay, so next. Hatu Lamali. So why do I need both these cases? I had the case, Legabe, the house in the walled city. I had the case regarding the Bechor Tlayim. Why do I need both? It's the same question. You were born in the leap month. I wasn't born in the leap month. You were sold in the leap month. I wasn't sold in the leap month. So Malatema, you have thought Hassan by the Bate Arichoma that you get the extra month, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says Tamima. It could be complete months. So the complete years. That would include the leap month. But Hacha, but by the Bechor, the Loksiv Tamima, Lo, you wouldn't get that extra month, and you have to figure out the calculations and also. So he would be 15 months, I don't know how it would work. Then you wouldn't get the extra month. Oh, so he would still be when? It'd just be 12 month period, I guess. You wouldn't get the extra month. In the leap period, it would just be 12 months. So Kamash Malan, the Shana Shana Ma'adikam Mirin. They learn a Gezeir Shava that both of them say the word Shana, and just like by Bate Erichoma, the Shana includes the leap year. So too by the Machor, the Shana includes the leap year. Okay. Sending our Mishnah, Kisho Omer Tamima Lahavi Eschodesh Ibur, Rebbe Omer Liten Lo Shana Bibura. So Machlokas is whether or not it's 13 lunar months, or it's a full, or sorry, it's the Tamima includes makes you include 13 lunar months, or does it go by the solar calendar? 365 days later. Tana Rabbanan, Lona Raisa, Shana Tamima, says a full year. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Monesh Shalosh Melos V'Shishim V'Chamishim Yomim Himin Yemosachama. You count 365 days like the count of the solar month, the solar year. The Chamim Omer, the Chamim say, no, Monesh, Neim Asar Chodesh, Milom Yom. You count 12 days, Yom Yom, 12 months from this period, the Inis Abra, and if there is a leap year, you include the month. You include the 13 months, this Abra Lo. The Sabra Lo Mocher, meaning the Mocher gets the benefit of the extra month. He now has an extra month to redeem his property. Gemara says, Mishnah says, if 12, the year elapses, usually it's 12 months, so if the year elapses and it wasn't nigal, so it's chalut to the purchaser. It belongs to him, whether or not it was a lokeah, whether or not it was a makabel matada. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, we learn in the Brayis, so the pasuk says, litzmisus, which I think means for eternity. I don't know how it translates the word litzmisus, forever?
Perpetuity.
Perpetuity, better word. Litzmisus, right? So that means lachalutin, which means forever. Davar acher, litzmisus, l'rabos as a matana, to include one who receives it via a gift. So my taima, how can we use the word litzmisus, which means perpetuity, to include somebody who receives a present? Because it should have said smis, smisus. It should have said smis, but since smisus, you can learn out the extra the extra lashon, you can learn out the extra lima of a makal matana. Amrur rabbanon kamei de rapapa. So the chachamim who said this brayso said in front of rapapa, kiman, who does our brayso go like? That by the Bate Erechoma, if it's given as a matana, it reverts that you have the right, you have the buy back, or the, you're able to take back the present, right? The Lokar of Meir, that does not accord with the viewer of Meir, the E Rabbi Meir, because if it's Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Matana Eina Kemecher. Rabbi Meir says, even by Steyachuza, if I give to you my Steyachuza, he says that doesn't revert back on Yovel. Right? Rashi says, Ha'amar Maseches Bechoros Beperek Achron Matana Eina Kemecher Lachzer B'Yovel L'Mishinosna. But I gift you my Steyachuza, I'm out. I can't, I guess I can redeem it, but comes Yovel, it doesn't revert back to me. So if he holds that by Steyachuza the Matana doesn't revert back, certainly by the Bate Erechoma he does not have the right to buy back a Matana. So Amru Rabbanan Rapapa, Rabbanan says back to Rapapa. No, sorry. So Amru Rapapa, Rapapa says, wait a second, no. Maybe there's a difference. Afilu Tema, you can say to Rav Meir, Shani Haka, the Rabbi Rachman Smisus. What are you talking about? It doesn't say Smisus by the Steyachuza. Here it says Smisus. Smisus, we're learning out Matana. So you have an extra lima to learn out that revert, you can have the buyback by a Matana. So Amr Rabbanu Rapapa, the Rabbanu say back to Rapapa, but Amr Rapuna Brayed Rav Shula Rapapa, and some say it was Rapuna said to Rapapa, the High Gabi Yovel, when it comes to the Yovel, Diksiv Tashuvu, L'Rabos Lassa Matana. It says, you can, the word Tashuvu includes Matana, and yet Rav Meir does not agree to that drasha. So, the Rav Meir, Lo Kam Rabbi, Elo Havade Lo Rav Meir. Rav Meir does not have these limudim of Tashuvu by Steyachuza, or Tzmisus by Bat Erechoma. Therefore, he, Rav Meir, holds, if you gift it, you don't have to buy that option by Bat Erechoma, and you don't have the reversion right by Steyachuza. Tana Rabbanan, right? Hamakdish bayis v'bate erechoma. Instead of selling it, I'm makdish that my house in the bate erechoma. So what does dinim if you're makdish a bate erechoma? Harizeh goel miyad. I can redeem it right away. The gersa includes, right, the sheet includes the word miyad. I can redeem it right away. I don't have any time to wait in order to redeem it. The goel la'olam. And I can even redeem it post 12 months. So the hektish does not get it after 12 months. Ge'alo acher miyad hektish. Let's say someone else, a third party, steps in and redeems the field before I do. Ga'olo acher miyad hekesh. So then, higia yom shneimas ha'chodesh, when the 12 months elapse from the time the second buyer purchased it from the gizbar, the lo nigal, and the original owner does not redeem it from the second purchaser, hayacholot lo, then the kone keeps it. Doesn't go back to hekesh, the second buyer keeps it. We know how immediately. Where do I learn this from? Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kra, la kone oso, la filu miyad hekesh. It's kama bias, let's mean slus, la kone oso, to one who purchased it, even the one who purchased it from hekesh. Even though hekesh didn't have the right, it's an exception of the 74. Even though hekesh didn't have the right to keep it after a year, if I match it to hekesh, and a year elapses, hekesh doesn't keep it, nevertheless, if someone else buys it from hekesh, then from that point on, from a year from that point of the purchase, they would get it, because someone who purchased it has the right.
Why do you think otherwise? That's what it is, the vehicle.
What? Because another no. Because by Steyachuza it reverts back to Hekdesh.
No, it doesn't revert like that. It stays
it reverts back to the owner.
No, by stay achuza. Okay, so lo yetsa b'yoga lamali. The pasuk says at the end of the pasuk says lo yetsa b'yoga that the bate erachomah does not revert back on yoga. What's that coming to teach us? So Amar Safra lo nitzcha. That pasuk is teaching us ela lemoker b'yis bate erachomah. I sell you my house in the erachomah. I sell it to you in the summer, and now yovel comes. Upaga bo yovel b'toshnaso. Now yovel comes in the middle. So sakai the kamina lepuk b'yovel, that I should get my house back because of yovel, it goes back. Kamash malan lo yetsi b'yovel. A bias in arechoma is not yotsi b'yovel even during the first year. So that basically, yovel doesn't have an impact on the sale. I sell to you, I still have my year. You still own it for a year. It doesn't revert back to me automatically with that sale. I'm gonna stop here because the next Mishnah is like a real big sugar about breaking down the doors. So we'll stop here. Have a good day.